matter to leaders, and this episode reveals why. It begins with Jonathan realizing what it means to enleaven others. Although this word isn't in the dictionary yet, it makes a huge difference on the willingness and ability of others to help ignite your meaningful change. And then Jonathan was asked to express his vision. By now, more than 30 questions in since he started to illuminate it, finding the words to describe it could have been relatively easy, having already tossed around some of the words and phrases, he just needed to retrieve them. But just like most leaders I've worked with, this proved to be no easy task. The first words that came out were features and characteristics, but there was nothing to bind them. So Jonathan retreated for a bit and put pen to paper. 15 minutes later, he reemerged with a symphony of words. More than a vision statement, it was speechcraft at its finest, testament to his former life as a professional speechwriter. Music to the ears. But did it answer this card's question? Did he express his vision so it matters to others and not just to him? It certainly provoked a lot of different feelings from those in the room, and not all were positive. That means there's a risk that the vision, so meaningful to him, could turn others off, making it harder to find and keep those who could help ignite it. Words do matter. The leader's journey continues. Stay tuned.